Title: Break Tail Cleanup Masterclass for Jungle Rollers Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical jungle roller skill that instantly makes your drums sound more finished in Ableton. Break Tail Cleanup. Because in jungle and rolling DNB, the break tail is either your best friend or the thing quietly wrecking your punch, your groove, and your headroom. When I say tail, I mean that after sound that hangs around after a hit. The snare ring, the room tone, the wash of the hats, the little hiss cloud that builds up over a bar. We want to control it without killing the character. Not sterilize it. Just aim it. By the end, you'll have a tight 170-ish roller loop, a break layer that stays vibey, but stops smearing your kick and snare, and a reusable break cleanup rack you can drop onto any break channel. Let's go. First, set the scene. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic roller zone. Set up a 4-bar loop and drop in a breakbeat sample. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got that has some life. Now, warping. Turn warp on. For full break, Complex Pro is a decent starting point. But here's the beginner trap. If your transients start sounding smeared or blurry, that can feel like bad tails when it's actually warp artifacts. So do a quick check. Try beats mode instead. Set preserve to transients and set envelope somewhere around 40 to 70%. Higher will tighten things more. Lower will stay more natural. If you ever hear chirpy cymbals, watery highs, facey top end, that's often warp, not the break's natural wash. Fix timing first. Tail cleanup on a badly warped break is pain. Cool. Now we do the biggest jump from beginner to pro workflow. Slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the break clip. Choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. And choose the built-in option to slice to drum rack. Now instead of one piece of audio you're hacking up, you have individual hits on pads, each with its own sampler. That's the whole game, because it means you can shorten tails per hit in a musical way. Next, identify the tail offenders. Play the loop. And don't just listen like is it cool, listen like a technician for 20 seconds. Ask, is the snare tail masking the next kick? Do the hats or rides create a constant hiss blanket? Does the break breathe in an uncontrolled way, like it's filling every gap whether you want it to or not? Most of the time, the main offenders are the loud main snare slice and any open hat or ride-ish slice. Mark those mentally. Those are the pads we treat first. Now we do invisible cleanup. Envelopes in simpler. Click the worst snare pad. Open simpler. Go to controls. We're shaping the amplitude envelope. Here's a great starting point for a snare slice. Set sustain all the way down, basically to minus infinity, so it doesn't hold. Set decay around 150 to 350 milliseconds. Set release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You're aiming for, the hit still feels full and punchy, but the tail stops stepping on the next hit. Now do the same concept for hats or rides, but shorter. Decay around 60 to 180 milliseconds. Release around 15 to 60 milliseconds. Important little teacher note here, if you shorten envelopes and you get clicks, don't panic and don't immediately make everything long and floppy. Try disorder. First, adjust a tiny bit of fade in, basically a hair of attack. If it still clicks, increase release by like 10 to 20 milliseconds. Only if it's still a problem, increase decay. That order keeps you tight without artifacts. Also, think in tail zones, not just tails. A lot of breaks actually have three different after sounds. Low, mid, room, and box, around 180 to 500 HC. That's where mud lives. Upper mid rasp, around 1.5 to 4K HC. That can make snares feel cheap or harsh when it sustains. And top hiss, around 8 to 14K HC. That's the break and sheet that builds over time. So when you're diagnosing, it helps to know which zone is actually the problem. We'll handle that in a minute with EQ. For now, get your worst slices under control with envelopes. That alone is huge. Next step. Overall tail control with a gate on the break channel. After the drum rack, add Ableton gate. And we're not going for aggressive, chop-top, techno gate. We want a light gate that just pushes the wash down between hits. Start points. Attack. 0.3 to 2 milliseconds. Fast keeps punch. Hold. 15 to 40 milliseconds. This stops the gate from jittering. Release, 60 to 140 milliseconds. Shorter is tighter, longer is more natural. Now the two key beginner settings, threshold and return. Adjust threshold until the quiet wash dips down between hits. You might land anywhere from about minus 30 to minus 18 dB depending on the sample. And set return to around minus 10 to minus 20 dB. This is your safety net. If you slam return to full silence, that's where grooves die and ghost notes disappear. Return lets you clean space without killing the break's little ambience. If you hear chattering, like the tail is stuttering, increase hold or lengthen release a bit. Chatter is almost always a timing problem in the gate settings. Not a bad break problem. Also, open the gate sidechain filter. High pass at around 120 to 200 HC so the gate reacts less to low-end junk and more to actual drum transients. That makes the gate feel smarter and less pumpy. Alright, now frequency-focused cleanup, because sometimes the tail issue is not too long, it's too bright, or too boxy. AQ8 on the brake channel. First, high pass the brake layer. Try around 90 to 140 HC. Most of the time your sub and main kick weight should come from your dedicated kick and bass, not from brake rumble. Low-end rumble eats headroom and makes tails feel worse. Next, if the brake is fizzy, do a gentle high shelf dip somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, maybe minus 2 to minus 5 dB. Don't destroy the air, just stop the endless hiss sheet. If it's boxy or ringing, sweep a bell in the 250 to 600 HZ zone and try a cut of minus 2 to minus 6 dB with a medium Q. That's often the room tail mud zone. Quick coaching trick. If you're not sure what you're hearing, temporarily use a narrow Q and boost to spotlight a band, then back it off and cut. Don't leave huge boosts in. It's just for diagnosis. Optional but really useful. Multiband dynamics as a dewasher. Set the high band crossover around 6 to 8 kHz. Then apply gentle downward control so when cymbal tails bloom, you get like 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Just a little. The goal is, keep the snap, reduce the sustained fizz. Now we create space the classic roller way, sidechain ducking. Because even with cleanup, a break can still step on your main kick and snare. So instead of turning the break down, we make it politely move out of the way at the right moments. Add a compressor on the break channel. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick plus snare bus if you have one, or just your snare if the snare is the main conflict. Darting settings. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't erase the break transient completely. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and tweak it until it bounces with the groove. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the hits. This is one of those sounds subtle soloed, sounds massive in the mix moves. Now let's make this repeatable. Your break cleanup rack. On the break channel, stack devices in this order. EQ8 for high pass and harshness control. Gate for light tail control. Compressor for sidechain ducking. And optionally saturator for glue. On saturator, drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Soft clip is great for catching spikes without making it feel clamped. Now group them into an audio effect rack. Map a few macros so you can work fast. Gate threshold. Gate release. Sidechain amount. Usually the compressor threshold, high shelf amount on EQ8, and saturator drive. Now you've got a one-rack tail cleanup tool you'll use forever. One more pro move that makes rollers feel alive. Automate tail openness across a phrase. In a 16-bar loop, try this. Bars 1 to 8, keep it tighter. Slightly higher gate threshold, slightly shorter release. Bars 9 to 16, open it up a bit. Lower threshold, longer release. Maybe a tiny bit more top end if you want extra energy. And at a fill or a drop moment, you can briefly reduce gating so the break blooms on purpose. The key is, motion without chaos, and a nice arrangement trick. For fills, don't open everything. Let only one element bloom. Either hats get longer while snare stays tight, or snare rings while hats stay clipped. That keeps the hype without a wash explosion. Before we wrap, a quick truth check method so you don't fool yourself. Put a utility at the end of your break chain, and map a key to toggle the whole chain on and off. Then you can /B instantly. And listen carefully. Does it sound better because it's cleaner or just because it got quieter? If needed, do a tiny makeup gain so the loudness is similar. Your ears should judge the groove and clarity, not volume. Mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load a break and slice to drum rack. Pick two slices. The main snare and one open hat or ride. Set the snare envelope. Decay around 250 ms. Release around 60 ms. Set the hat envelope. Decay around 120 ms. Release around 30 ms. Add gate. Attack 1 ms. Hold 25 ms. Release 100 ms. Set threshold until wash reduces but groove stays. Add sidechain compressor from the snare. Ratio 3:1. About 3 dB of gain reduction. Now render a 4-bar loop and compare before and after. You should hear three wins. Clearer space for kick and snare without turning the break way down, a tighter roll that still swings, and less of that constant hiss blanket sitting on top of everything. Recap to lock it in. Best cleanup happens at the source, slicing to drum rack, shaping tails with simpler envelopes. Then a light gate for overall control, using hold and release to keep the groove, and return as your safety net. Then a cue and optional multibend to target the real tail zone, low mid room, upper mid rasp, or top hiss. Then sidechain ducking so your main drums punch through while the break keeps rolling. And finally, automate tail openness across phrases so your roller moves like a record, not like a loop. If you tell me which break you're using and whether you're going for clean modern roller, MAGA jungle, or dark techie, I can suggest tighter starting envelope ranges and which tail zone to prioritize first.